Looking for a little Hollywood-style fun? Check out Ryan Seacrest's 10K Ways exclusively at Chumba Casino. There's 10,000 ways to play. Get spinning for free at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
What have you done out of spite in your life? Do you think you've ever done something solely for spite, Maitland?
Yeah.
Now, anything come to mind? But you know you've... Even if nothing comes to mind, you know it's been a motivator.
Yeah, I've seen a t-shirt a couple times come up on my algorithm where it just says surviving purely out of spite. And sometimes I'm like, that's me.
That's just that?
Yeah, I just exist out of spite sometimes.
Okay. The spite is strong
in you? Oh, yeah. Spite's just what gets me up in the morning a lot of days.
Hot Wings, have you done anything out of spite?
I have, but not much. I'm not a very spiteful person. I don't hold grudges. I might not want to be around a person ever again or whatever, but I'm not like, oh, I got to get revenge. I'm not a vengeful person. The only thing that I can think of is one that I've talked on this show before about, and it's one that's been a promo because it sounds weird, but when a guy attacked my buddy Todd Smalley on the bus, and then we went and gave his family a very, very strong yard job.
Yeah. That's revenge. Spite is like somebody tells you you can't do something.
So you say, yep, I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it bigger and better than you would ever think.
Yeah, that was probably about as vengeful or spiteful that I've been.
Kelly?
I think at my last job, I did a lot of things out of spite. And not towards the host, but like our program director, we call him Mr. No. Coincidentally, his last name ended in no. Mm-hmm. And so he would say, no, you can't do this event you really want to do. So then not only would I go to the side and talk to that bar that we wanted to do like a St. Patrick's Day event at, I would then get koozies, which he thought were the stupidest thing ever, and then put the Jeff and Jen Show logo on them and get a ton of traction and do a ton of social media. And then he'd show up to the event and see everybody in our brand. And he hated when I did that. And I did it anytime he,
because it was working.
It was working. And then the host always said, you can't tell us no, you just have to find us a different way to tell us yes. So I took that as like, okay, well, if he tells me no, I'm still going to do the party. I just don't do it with the radio station's name on it. And because I was like, well, I'll get in trouble if I do that. And then I'd get in trouble because I did it anyway. But whatever.
Kind of damned if you do, damned if you don't.
Yeah, that's exactly how that job was.
That's fun.
That's why that show
That's a fun
tanked.
Feeling.
Yeah.
Steve,
but that's about it.
Have you done something out of spite?
Probably. I'm pretty spiteful, right? I think.
It's bad when you don't know.
Yeah.
But that means
I'm sure
it's probably,
I have.
Like, for me, the only thing I can think of years ago, I was dating a girl and then she broke up with me and started dating another coworker. So I was very upset about that. And then somebody, I was starting my freshman year of college, and someone else in the kitchen of the deli said, how are you going to do in college? How'd you do in high school? And I said, I did okay. And then I said, I'm probably going to get like a 3.8 or something, but I was being sarcastic. And then the girl I had been dating went, yeah, right. So then I really tried hard in college, much harder than high school. And not because I thought I have to get good grades. I want to be a sportscaster. Mm-hmm. That doesn't make sense. But I did it just to get a 3.8. And then I've said before, I mailed her a copy of my report card, which now as an adult,
definitely out of spite,
seems so stupid. And she tells that story like I'm a jackass, and she is right to do so. Well, but at the time, it really motivated me.
So like what, 4 years had passed?
Yeah, we hadn't seen each other in 3 years.
And I'm sure that
I sent
she
it to her parents' house.
She probably forgot about that conversation
within
1 minute of it happening.
I will bet that she got that. And even though I had circled the final GPA, she was like, what a weirdo.
What?
This justified me breaking up with him more than anything he did when we were together.
Yeah.
And I look at that now and I'm like, yeah.
Yeah.
She never said that to me. But if she did, I'd go, you are right.
Mm-hmm. You're right, yes.
Not my best. So this guy, his wife, was training for a marathon. She's a gym rat. Okay?
Yeah.
And he kept talking about how he could finish a marathon with no training, and she was putting too much into it. Did you pull some of these, by the way?
Yeah, I have them.
You
all.
Did? Okay, then I won't go into too much detail. So the first one says, when your husband won't stop talking about how he can finish a marathon with no training.
And you sign him up and give him 24 hours notice.
Logan.
So the race is the next day.
This is your 24-hour notice that you're doing the San Diego Rock and Roll Marathon.
Okay. Can't wait. I need to go to REI.
Says I need to go to REI.
Yeah, okay. He didn't even have the shoes for
it. Good luck.
Thanks. This is everything that I'm wearing or carrying for a marathon tomorrow morning. I had a little bit of insight. My sister-in-law has run marathons. She gave me this backpack that I can wear, gave me some goo. She told me salted watermelon was the best flavor, so I'm really excited about that. Picked up some Clif bars in case I get a little extra hungry. SPF lip balm because I don't want my lips all chapped. Some Advil because I know that every part of my body is going to be hurting. These are my marathon shoes. I didn't say running shoes, but they will be the shoes that I will be completing this marathon.
Brand new. That's not going to be good.
No, that's fine. Honestly, if you get a good pair of shoes, they don't need breaking
in. Yeah, that's
in.
True. They've come a long ways. It's not like the old ones.
Yeah, it's not like you're wearing, you know, work boots for the first
the
6 months anymore.
Heavy old solid leather.
Yeah.
And I'm going to have an extra pair of socks because I get sweaty feet and I don't want to run in those. The goal here is to complete the marathon, not to run the marathon. I have 7 hours to do it. It's about a 16-minute pace overall. I'm gonna alternate kind of jogging and walking and just surviving and getting to the end. And hopefully you will have an update for me at the finish line and not a hospital bed.
Also, okay. So he didn't say run the marathon, but finish the marathon, which, I mean, most people would still refer to that as running a marathon. There are plenty of people that walk and run, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes. Complete it, and usually 7 hours is the cutoff.
Okay.
They won't let you go any longer than that.
Right. Also, Band-Aids for my nips, 2 to begin, and then 2 to refresh whenever I feel the need.
That is a good thing to remember. They got to be the fabric Band-Aids, though.
Because if
they're like the plastic waxy ones, they peel right off.
Oh, that's not good.
Yeah. Fabric ones stick good.
So then his wife updated the next day. He made it to mile 11. That's pretty good.
Yeah, he's looking good.
And he's still jogging.
And he looks happy. He doesn't look like he's dying a slow death.
Now, granted, he also looks like he's very fit himself. Yes. Too.
But she said he is not he doesn't even go work out at the gym. He's
just healthy, maybe.
He's healthy and active in his movement, but he's not a workout guy.
I get that. That's me. Mm-hmm.
Just passed someone who recognized me as the guy who got signed up yesterday. Asked how I was doing. Luckily, I was running at the time. Felt pretty good about it. Maybe if you see this, you see it, mile 18, just kindly drag my body to the side of the road.
There he is, crossing the finish line.
Yep, he did it. And he's jogging a little. I mean, he's slow jog, but he's jogging. He's still on his feet. He did it. He did it. Did it give his time there?
It didn't. I'm assuming that they put it in there somewhere.
The name under his number, because I assume they usually put like your last name under there. It just says "Told you so."
I'm gonna see his time. I don't think they included, but it was under 7 hours.
Yeah.
He finished in the amount of time.
Yeah, he finished with another big pack of people.
Yeah, good for him. That as somebody who's run those before and trained for months and months, that's maddening. When you see somebody,
so you couldn't have done that.
I did a half with zero training.
I remember that. You kept saying, "I'm going to start training pretty soon," and then it was time to go. Right?
That was pretty brutal. It hurt a whole lot.
Yeah,
I was okay during the race, but that week after, I just wanted to die.
Let's see. This is Heinz Dieker in Green Bay. Hello,
Watch us loss.
What did you do out of spite?
I slept with my best friend's, both of his baby mamas, in 1 week, in the same week.
Out of spite?
Why'd you do that?
Well, we had a falling out. I was sleeping on his couch, and I was helping him take care of his kids and stuff. Like, I'd party all night, and then I'd cook his kids breakfast, and then I'd crash out, and I worked late nights. And he got mad because I got mad that he was being loud, and so we got into a big argument, and he kicked me out. And a couple weeks later, he ended up breaking up with his girl. Well, a couple months down the line, somehow I ended up partying with one of his baby mamas. We did our thing. And then the second baby mama, we did our thing. So, yeah. And I was more than happy to do it.
How do you feel about that now, looking back on it?
I'm still pretty spiteful towards that guy. Okay. So, I mean, we were pretty close. And he did me wrong. He did me pretty dirty, so I feel pretty good about it, actually.
Okay, so you don't regret it. All
doesn't
right.
sound like a lot of regret in there.
Stick to your guns, I guess.
I don't know. But you were also sleeping on a guy's couch and partying every day. Like, so it wasn't like you had everything together either.
Yeah.
I don't know. It sounds perfect to me.
Sounds like a little bit of spite to go back and forth on that one.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Game night's fun until someone spends 5 minutes lining up one shot. Chalk, breathe, rechalk.
Still aiming. While they figure it out, I fire up Chumba Casino. I can spin anywhere, anytime, and there's always a new social casino game every week. Spins happen way faster than that shot. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.